Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three here at Realside Radio. It is always a pleasure sitting in the chair for Joe Messina, and you can find Joe at any time at joemessina.com. Listen to old shows or catch new ones as they're coming up. And you can always check in with Joe as well. He'll be back again here tomorrow night. It is a pleasure for me being here, Whiskey Dave, as I often do time for time. Tonight, in the third hour, we've got a great guest that's going to be coming up. He's actually going to be calling in. Hopefully we can get him calling in from Milan, Italy. His name is John Holzman, and he is a fantastic writer, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. He's going to be calling us and talking about what is going on right now between Israel and Iran, and are we heading towards what is the makings of a potential World War III? And we will be discussing that at length after the next break. But I did want to discuss with you, you know, we were talking about Joe Biden, and we could talk about this as well as Israel all in the same sentence right now. Age matters, folks. Age matters. I'm sorry. You know, and I know people older than 81 that are doing just great. So everybody ages differently. But Biden at 81 is confused. Very confused. I don't know if you heard him today, but our octogenarian president forgot Rafah, the city in southern Israel, it's in Gaza, and confused it with Haifa, a city in Israel, northern Israel. It's a harbor city. Been there. And this president, by doing that, also forgot that five American hostages are being held in Rafah. And that is why he should be encouraging Israel to move in, not the opposite. But here's what he said today in regards to Israel not attacking Haifa, meaning Rafah.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Okay, the man is, he's lost. I'm sorry, and maybe it was the wrong time of day, he didn't have all the proper meds. But he made it clear to Israel to not attack Israel. You literally can't make this stuff up. And when you are creating so many fires around the world, Joe Biden and your administration, when you're creating so many fires, yes, you created these fires in conjunction with Obama 3.0, going back and giving Iran the ability to raise funds. They were broke because of Donald Trump. They were cut off. The sanctions had worked. Did you hear about any of the horrors that we've been hearing about for the past 7 months, starting on October the 7th, during Trump's administration? No, of course you didn't, because Iran was in a box. And this administration, the second that they came in, immediately relinquished Iran from that box. Let them out. And here's another $12 billion. Yes, Biden gave them that last week. How much of your taxpayer dollars, you, Mr. and Mrs. American taxpayer, was shot down over Jerusalem and southern Israel last Saturday night? How much of that was Iran using American dollars in attacking our biggest ally in the Middle East, the only democracy in the Middle East? You may argue and have problems with America providing support for Israel, but let me tell you something. Israel is very much is a 51st state. And if you did not have Israel in the Middle East, you'd have Islamism across the globe. Israel does things in the Middle East that we don't want to speak about, that you don't want to know about, to keep the peace in the world. They are surrounded by hundreds of millions of people that want to annihilate them. You know, they talk about genocide. They talk about genocide in Gaza. That's what Hamas and many Palestinians want to do to Israel. And by the way, the numbers that you've been hearing coming out, 30,000, 35,000 innocent people killed in Gaza, are absolute BS. Those numbers are from the Hamas propaganda networks that are being repeated by Al Jazeera and MSNBC and CNN and BBC. Hamas themselves actually just reported that, you know what, our numbers were wrong. It's actually closer to 20,000. And 11,000 to 12,000 of those were actual Hamas terrorists. There's over 30,000 Hamas soldiers. And a tragedy, absolute 100% tragedy, that any innocents died. But that's war. Go back to World War II and study it. How pathetic is this? We'll be right back here after the break with our guest. Looking forward to speaking with John Holzman about this and a whole lot more at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back. We are in hour number three tonight, and we are just having way too much fun, and it is always a pleasure being with you here at Realside Radio. And we've got a great guest that's actually calling us in from across the globe here in Italy. I'm delighted to bring on board John Holzman, who is the author of his latest book, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. He is the president and managing partner of John C. Holzman Enterprises, which is a prominent global political risk consultant firm, and you've seen him in multiple different newspapers across the globe talking about geopolitics and macroeconomics. John, welcome to Realside Radio. Thank you for joining us all the way from Italy.
Listen, Dave, it's good to start my day with you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be, we're heading to bed here on the West Coast here in the United States, and you're just waking up there in Italy. By the way, real quickly, I just watched a fantastic series called Ripley, which is focused on Italy in the 1960s. Yes. It is stunningly beautiful.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I did, and it looked like something, a Robert Capa picture or an Antonioni movie. I mean, the 50s and 60s Italian filmmakers, it really brought you back. Everyone should see that. It's beautiful, and the plot really is, other than the murders, pretty much my life.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's definitely recommended, and it certainly is beautiful. Before we get to your book, The Last Best Hope, I wanted to get your thoughts right now on the war between Iran and Israel. It is a war. Iran, you know, attacked it without any regard for human life. Thank goodness for the Iron Dome and the geopolitical forces that defended Israel. But what were your thoughts taking a look at it from Western Europe?
I mean, three things really stand out. As you say, Iran broke all the rules that Israel and Iran have been in a geopolitical contest since 1979 and the revolution, where the Iranians chained our diplomats to radiators and acted like that was somehow just. The Israelis have been pushing back against Iranian adventurism since then. But the rule is you never directly confront each other. You fight through proxies, but you don't directly fight each other. In their desperation, Iran decided to strike out and directly confront Israel. So now Israel has that in their pocket. All the rules are broken. Two, as you said, the Israelis were brilliantly successful. 350 missiles were thrown at them of all kinds, ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, and then lower level stuff. Literally not much of anything. A handful made it through. 99% were deflected by Iron Dome and Israel having its allies, the United States, the French, the British, and the Jordanians and the Saudis shoot down the missiles with them. And then that's the third point. For the first time ever, Arab states actually helped defend Israel. Jordan and Saudi Arabia defended Israel because, frankly, they're more afraid of Iranian adventurism than they are worrying about their old disputes with Israel. So this is a game changer. War always clarifies, and the pieces are moving and moving fast.
So up until this last Saturday night when it took place, at least Western time, Israel time, what we were seeing was the movement across the globe seemingly was becoming very anti-Israeli. They started believing the propaganda that was coming out of the Hamas reports of 30,000, which, by the way, they just retracted to said it was now closer to 20,000, and 12,000 is Hamas, and every innocent life that that we lose is innocent. But that's on Hamas. They're hiding behind those innocents. But has there been a shift change since just Saturday night in the perspective of Israel in this geopolitical mess that we have?
Yes, and as you say, world public opinion matters a lot to the Israelis. When you fight in the warfare they're engaging in, which is city fighting, it has the most civilian casualties, and this has been true throughout the 20th century. Think the Battle of Berlin in World War II. Think Stalingrad. The Israelis have gone out of their way to limit casualties, have gone incredibly slowly, precisely because they're aware of world opinion, but they haven't gotten the benefit of the doubt, even though they're fighting in a way that is incredibly mindful of those casualties. Instead, they're told that they're butchers and they're just killing everyone in their path indiscriminately. Nothing could be further from the truth. They're going far more slowly than they would otherwise, precisely to minimize casualties. But what this did was reveal for everyone, the mask is off, that Iran is the paymaster of Hamas, who last October committed acts of savagery and barbarism that I don't know that I even want to mention on the radio, let alone read or look at. And this was behaving like ISIS. This has been forgotten. The Israelis were tagged globally, particularly by young people around the world who don't know enough history to know what river and what sea they're talking about, but they've been convinced Israel is the bad guy. Iran taking off the mask has really changed this, at least for the moment, in terms of public opinion.
We've got John Holzman, who's the author of The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. John, real quickly, who is siding with Iran still? Who is, I assume it's going to be Syria, but what else are we looking at here in the Middle East, the Gulf states? Who's going to be still a problem here?
The problem is Iran over the last couple decades has developed a Shia crescent. The Houthis down in Yemen, Iran itself, if you look at a map, and the geo and geopolitics is important, the geography, Yemen, Iran, you go on to Iraq, which is a puppet state of Iran because of the neocons bungling the Iraq war, Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. That crescent remains with Iran. But you have on the other side, the Western allies, the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan, that's a good correlation of forces that favors Israel. And so this is very good news indeed.
It certainly is. John, tell everybody where they could find you, learn about your book, and also your Substack, please.
Well, yes, the Substack's going strength to strength. It's at johnholzman.substack.com. And the book, The Last Best Hope, History of American Realism, is available at Amazon literally everywhere.
Yeah, I want to talk with you after the break about The Last Best Hope. I'm a student of American history, and I think we need some of our founding fathers to direct us, or at least rescue us from ourselves, maybe, at this point. And I think, you know, when we get back from the break, I want you to explain exactly what you've put together here, and maybe, you know, some ideas for, you know, Americans, for the conservatives, Republicans, and even some disaffected Democrats, how they may be able to save our country from this seemingly downward spiral that we're all experiencing right now. John, do you have a Twitter or anything, a website that you can drop as well?
Yes, it's just John Holzman 1. It's very easy to find. When they keep things technologically as simple as they can for me.
John, I really appreciate you taking the time from Italy here, and my goodness, you guys are seeing the sun, and it is incredible how we're able to just talk like this across the globe at a time when geopolitics, I think, is more important now than it ever has been. The world seemingly on fire right now, especially in the past few years, and when we get back, I want to get John's prescription of how we may be able to turn this boat around. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio for hour number 3. We'll be right back after the news and commercials. People, do not go away. You want to hear this next segment, and we'll be right back here at Realside.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on social media, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. Boeing facing allegations of concealing significant safety issues, as testified by their quality engineer and whistleblower Sam Salaport in a Senate hearing Wednesday.
I literally saw people jumping on the pieces of the airplane to get them to align. I call it the Tarzan effect, among other improper methods.
Salaport cautioned that Boeing's 787 Dreamliner is unsafe to fly due to assembly flaws. The NBA has banned a Toronto Raptors player for breaching the league's gambling regulations. An investigation revealed that Jontay Porter shared confidential information with sports bettors. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, thanks, everybody. It is actually not Joe tonight. It is Dave in his stead. Joe will be returning tomorrow night, and it is always a pleasure, as I've done for many, many years, sitting in the chair for Joe. But I'm delighted tonight because we have one of the world's most respected foreign policy experts, Dr. John Holzman, who is contacting us directly from Italy right now. John, I understand that you are a senior research fellow with the Heritage Foundation and U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. My goodness, you've definitely learned a lot about geopolitics over the years. Thank you for joining us. I really greatly appreciate it.
Listen, it's my pleasure, but don't hold my Washington experience against me, Dave.
You know what? There have been some heroes over the years, and we can definitely learn some lessons from those that have seen the inside of the swamp. John, you are an author as well, and your latest book, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism, from what I understand, it utilizes a lot of that knowledge that you've acquired over the years on how we can really, recreate the American story, if you will, in a positive light. I think so many of us are feeling, I wouldn't say depressed about the direction of our future, but certainly where we are today. What are some of the things that you're seeing right now and hearing as well in Western Europe about the United States?
Well, listen, Dave, this is the point that you were making at the break, and you're right. My firm, my political risk firm, I think why we're more successful than our competitors in terms of our call record, what we predict will happen for business clients, governments, but mainly business clients, is that we use American history and history in general. That, as Mark Twain said, if history doesn't repeat itself, at least it rhymes. That there are patterns out there that you can learn from if you just know enough context. And like you, I've been very depressed by what's going on for a long time. I left Heritage over my opposition to the Iraq war. I got that one right. But I decided, instead of complaining, that I was going to do something positive, use the free market to test whether I knew more than the people I was disagreeing about in terms of the open market and if the business would go. And we've been at it now for 16 years. And I wanted to write The Last Best Hope, this book, to tell a positive story, to remind Americans that our history, and there's a chapter on George Washington and Alexander Hamilton getting the Jay Treaty right, a chapter on John Quincy Adams getting the Monroe Doctrine right, the Kennedy brothers grappling with the Cuban Missile Crisis, Nixon besting Mao, the Ted Bundy of international relations in China, and Franklin Roosevelt leading to triumph in World War II. All these people had one thing in common. They were realists. They looked at America through this middle lens of saying, you don't intervene all the time. You don't intervene never. You intervene when it suits the interests of the American people. That's what your yardstick is. That's what true north, as Lincoln said, is. And to do that, you have to divide the world into primary interests, things America must do, secondary interests that we'd like to do, and then tertiary interests, which is what we do on a good day. If you divide the world that way, you avoid being a neocon. You don't intervene everywhere all the time, all at once. Shoot first and ask questions later. But nor are you a Democrat where you outsource all this to a fairy tale world as Joe Biden is. Joe Biden literally thought he could bring Iran in from the cold and then not worry about the Middle East. He was that naive. And this adopted Barack Obama's policy. Rather than follow this flawed fairy tale, let's go back to serving the core interests of the American people by looking at American history. So that's the essence of the book.
I've talked about this for weeks on end here, especially since 10/7, you know, that this administration is Obama 3.0 and have enabled Iran while ignoring our enemies. But one of the things that I've noticed, and it really has been coming on strong as of late, especially in podcast media, in alternative media, is this level of non-interventionism, this streak within the Republican Party where they don't want to have anything to do with Israel. They don't want to have anything to do with other parts of the world. It is all about America first. Is there not a balance that we could achieve within our own party where, as you correctly stated, you pick and choose where the fights that you need to have and not enter the ones that you don't?
No, that's exactly right. And Dave, that's it. And foreign policy isn't a water faucet. You don't turn it on or off all the time. There are all kinds of gradations here. And if we forget that, we're just not living in the real world. And Israel is a great example. I would argue, for me, Ukraine is a tertiary priority. I live in Italy. The Red Army is not about to march into Milan and take over Prada. In fact, the story of the Ukrainian war is they can't even take Kiev. So they're not about to subvert Europe. And so this is a tertiary concern. Israel, which is a special ally, we have a special relationship with Israel. It's a vibrant alliance where they give us a great deal and where we give them a lot in return. This is a secondary and incredibly important interest. We were absolutely right to join them in defending themselves and shooting these missiles down, providing them with intelligence, providing them with wherewithal, providing them with diplomatic support and militarily talking to them and coordinating what goes on. That would be a secondary interest. And then Taiwan and China is a primary interest. In the Indo-Pacific, you have all the risk of the world and all the reward. All the future growth is in the Indo-Pacific, and we have in China a peer superpower competitor that, if it took Taiwan, would eventually dominate Asia and then the world. At all costs, we must stop that. So three major crises, three different applications, all by using the yardstick of American national interests.
You refer to in your byline here, by fusing the populist Jacksonian base of the GOP with a more libertarian Jeffersonian school of thought, this cogently argued manifesto hopes to grasp that opportunity and to act as a clarion call for a new dominant realistic foreign policy. I would almost say that we need a Patrick Henry at this point, maybe a Thomas Paine line of thinking, because, you know, give me liberty or give me death. We seem to be in a place right now, at least here in the United States, where many of us are starting to wonder about our inalienable rights. And it you know, we don't believe it stops at the water's edge, but internally, domestic issues alone, people are starting to become very, very concerned that we are now reversing our rights here in the United States. Do you see that or hear about that?
Oh, no, I absolutely see that. And look, I'm a Jeffersonian, which is all about your rights come first. The interesting thing that Donald Trump did that he gets no credit for, but historically is important, is that some of the more authoritarian members of the Republican Party have left it, that what you're left with is a Jacksonian base, which is all about their interests, about community, about family, about localism, about patriotism, fusing with Jeffersonians who are very much civil liberties oriented. The joke that we have in the book is that the difference between the two is that Jeffersonians like myself like Johnny Cash. Jacksonians are Johnny Cash. And these two groups together can form the base based upon a realist America-centric view, which defends our liberties, begins every single discussion by saying, does this advance or negate American liberties? Does this advance or negate the interests of Americans as they live today? That's how we should judge domestic issues, and that's how we should also judge foreign policy issues.
In our last couple of minutes here, John, and everybody can find John at johnhulsman.substack.com. And his latest book is The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. You can find it everywhere where good books are sold. Talk to me about what your prediction is here. You seem to be a good predictor of things. What are we looking at in 2024?
I think that in the end, Donald Trump wins because all the problems with Biden are baked in the cake and get worse. He doesn't get younger. Inflation doesn't go down. The vast price increase in the first part of his term is remembered by literally everyone. And the woke stuff is driving the average American crazy. It'll be a close election. It'll come down to the six or seven swing states, but Donald Trump will win there. I think that you have Israel finishing the job in Rafah. And then you have the problem then of trying to reconstruct who and what runs Gaza. I think you have, with Donald Trump coming in, a real chance to make this realist foreign policy a core of the new Republican Party moving forward, where we go back to the wisdom of the founders in our history with Jacksonians and Jeffersonians uniting to have this middle ground where we look at every single issue where it ought to be looked at through the prism of, does it help ordinary Americans get through their day? That's what we need to get back to quote the Beatles.
I love it. Thank you, John. And I'm definitely going to be picking up this book. Again, everybody, The Last Best Hope, A History of American Realism. Tell everybody that we can find you, read you, and learn more, please.
Listen, thank you so much, Dave. And again, it's at Amazon everywhere.
Terrific. Thank you, John, and greatly, greatly appreciate you contacting us all the way from Milan, beautiful part of northern Italy, and enjoy. And yes, everybody, watch Ripley. You get to see some beauty that you've never seen before. It's really stunning. Thank you so much, John. God bless.
My pleasure, Dave. Take care.
Take care. And folks, we'll be right back here for the last of our third hour here at Realside Radio. Folks, do not go away. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
So, y'all following this trial? You're following this trial? Yeah, there's a little trial happening in New York right now. It's Donald Trump's election interference trial, as we like to call it. Apparently, they believe he did something with Stormy Daniels and try to squash it, and I don't know. It's a bunch of nonsense. It really, 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 really is a bunch of nonsense. Something like this would never have been brought to trial if it wasn't Donald Trump. I'm just telling you this right now. You know how many politicians I have met over the years that have skirted the FEC regulations, the financial requirements in election law of campaign donations? And I know people that have basically used the campaign donations to buy Taco Bell in their pickup truck on their way to going home, their pre-dinner. It's insane what's happening right now. Anyway, whatever your thoughts are on Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels, he is in trial, and we do know one thing. Quickly, they have selected 7 out of the 12 Trump jurors. And here's what we know about them. The first juror who will act as foreman is an immigrant from Ireland. He is married, childless. He is a salesman, described as having, quote, unquote, some college education. Is that community college credits? He said he receives his news from the New York Times, the Daily Mail, MSNBC, and Fox News. Okay, first of all, do you know anybody that watches both MSNBC and Fox News? I mean, legitimately. I'm not talking about watching one of them for hate viewing. And the Daily Mail is kind of I don't know, it's not quite National Enquirer, but it's like TMZ in England. Maybe has a little bit more of a right of center perspective on certain things, but the New York Times, we know what that is. Okay, so that's the foreman. The second juror is a native New Yorker. She is an unmarried, childless oncology nurse who lives with a fiancé. She says she receives her news from the New York Times and CNN. Okay. Number three, a third juror is originally from Oregon. He is unmarried, childless, corporate lawyer. He receives his news from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Google. All right. I don't know if you're sensing a pattern here, folks. The fourth juror is from Puerto Rico. He is married, has adult children and two grandchildren, and runs an IT business. He describes Trump as someone who, quote unquote, makes things interesting. Okay, that's probably out of the first four, the most, I would say, or less leftist. The business owner, runs an IT business, is an immigrant, I assume legal, from Puerto Rico. He has grandchildren, adult children, understands family dynamics. Okay, I'd put him as somebody that could be fair. The fifth juror is an unmarried, childless black woman who teaches English in a public charter school with a master's degree. She said that as a person of color, she has friends with strong views on Trump. She is the only juror selected so far who claims to be unaware of the other criminal cases against him. So let's pull that apart, shall we? A childless black woman who teaches English, so a teacher, with a master's degree, overeducated, and refers to herself as a person of color, so identity politics, with friends that have strong views on Trump. I'm sure they're not positive. And yet, while she's educated, she's a teacher, she's got friends that have strong views, she is not aware that there's other criminal cases against him? Number six. The sixth juror is unmarried and childless and lives with a trio of roommates. She is described as a recent college graduate who works as a software engineer at a large broadcaster. She receives her news from the New York Times, Google, Facebook, and, this is hard for me to say, TikTok. So, an unmarried, childless female who just graduated from college, who works for a large media conglomerate, a large broadcaster, and she gets her news from far-left sources. The seventh juror is originally from North Carolina and lives in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. A lawyer, she is married with two children. She receives her news from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, that's a positive, and the Washington Post. And she claims that she doesn't have opinions about Trump personally. Okay, I've never picked a jury before. I've read my fair share of John Grisham novels, and that's about as far as I can probably give you experience. So don't take it from me as somebody that can look at this and determine who's who. But I can tell you this. The Democrats and the Biden Justice Department and Alvin Bragg have pushed this in New York because this is the New York jury pool. 12% of Manhattanites voted for Trump. So 88% did not vote for Trump. Most of them voted against Trump. Certainly nobody voted for Biden. And the level of Trump derangement syndrome in the city of New York is only rivaled by what we see in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. It is a far, far, far leftist city in a relatively purple state. You go across the harbor to Staten Island, my goodness, wouldn't it be great for him to have a trial there? Unfortunately, there is no court there. So we are now looking at the first 7 of 12 jurors. There will be 6 alternates. And I would suggest that 5, maybe 6 out of the 7, are problems for Trump. The one that isn't, as I mentioned, Puerto Rico, married, adult children, grandchildren, runs a small business, says Trump makes things interesting. And I believe that there is a corporate lawyer from Oregon. I don't know if it's Portland, Oregon. That's not good. If it is, but much of the rest of Oregon is relatively red. I don't know how a corporate lawyer can give up his time to a trial as well, by the way. I don't understand how somebody can do that, but I'm not sure. He receives his news from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Google. So I'd give him a half good measure. So out of the first 7, 1.5 are good to decent, decent to good. The rest of them look exactly like you would expect New York to look in a jury pool. That does not bode well for Trump. But at the end of the day, they only need one person to acquit him. Remember that. It only takes one to acquit. So let's hear it for Puerto Rico, maybe? I don't know. This story is going to be ongoing. I'm very surprised that Trump's defense have allowed to allow 7 to be selected so quickly. According to the legal scholars out there, it usually takes much, much longer for a jury pool to be selected. And I just don't know if they are automatically already thinking to themselves that they are already going to appeal because the judge, Judge Marchand or whatever his name is it died in a wool liberal and has ostensibly not taken any consideration for Trump's rights, has prevented him from going to see his son graduate high school, and in no way has given a wider berth because you are dealing with the President of the United States. I think they are treating this trial as a foregone conclusion to getting an indictment, an indictment of which I don't think he's going to lose much in the way of support for Trump, but I think the Democrats have strategized that it might just lose enough. That there are going to be some people in the middle that absolutely despise Biden, all of the disasters, the open borders, the wars, the economy and inflation, and every other disaster that he's presided over. And instead of voting for Trump, they may just stay home if Trump gets convicted. And I think that's the game plan for the Democrats all along. All 4 of these trials is about 2024 election. This is election interference. 100%, folks. And for those that tell you, well, you shouldn't have done the crime and blah, 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 none of these trials would have been brought forth if he wasn't Donald Trump. If this wasn't 2024, why did they wait so long? It's a disaster for the United States. It's a disaster for conservatism and our children. I leave you with that happy thought. I'll be back again in a few weeks or so. It's always a pleasure sitting with you, the good folks here at Realside. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. It's been a pleasure sharing the last 3 hours with you. Take care, God bless, and have a great rest of the week. Good night, everybody.